Hey guys, sorry about that. Welcome back to the Social Circle. I'm here with my friends, old Greg and Stormy. We're here just talking. We left off in the last episode, part one of this episode, really. We were talking about the pandemic. Sorry, the recording got a little messed up because my mother decided to call me. I didn't call her back yet, but I will call her back soon. Anyways, the pandemic. We're just talking about the pandemic and how it affected us. It affected me a little bit because, you know, a few of my family members got it. You know, I don't know anybody that has died from it. You know, I know a couple of my friends got it. I was exposed to it. I didn't catch anything. But here's the thing with me, though. I feel like if I had it, I would have felt it. And, like, I get sick every year, you know. So maybe I did have it and I beat it. I don't know. Because my immune system is pretty damn strong.
Yeah, that's what I was saying for mine, too.
Like, right.
That's what I think it is. I think it really does. Because some people's, like... So some people's immune systems are, like... build differently. Like, they said, like, COVID is supposed to affect a lot of, like, younger kids more. They said, like, a lot more younger people die from it, which is, it has happened, but that's not really the case, because older people that do get it, like, if my grandmother, God forbid, my grandmother ever gets it, I come in here, she won't be able to handle it. She's old, you know? But this COVID shit, it's not just affecting certain people. It's just affecting, like, a lot of people, you know? Younger kids have been dying from it. Because they said it feels like you're breathing out of a paper bag. Like how people use paper. They'd be like, that's what it feels like. And you said who was on a ventilator? Your grandfather, right?
My uncle.
Your uncle. So, yeah. What's your nickname again?
Big Drink.
Big Drink? So Big Drink, like when he told you his uncle was on a ventilator, you know, that's probably like that. I can't imagine how that must have felt, because we've never had that shit happen to us before. That's what it's like. But when somebody told me that it feels like breathing out of a paper bag, I would not. Because I'm trying to see. One of my friends from, our friend, me and old Greg and Big Drink's friend from Walgreens, Angel, has had a coworker that had it, that had COVID too, actually. And she had I don't know if our friend Angel actually got it, but I wouldn't risk it. If my coworker had it at Stop and Shop, we already had somebody at Stop and Shop had it too. Like Michael. Michael had it. Somehow his family got it, and Michael was telling me that he got it, and he was at work, I think, the day he told me that his family got it. So I was like, yo, Mike, we gotta go home, dude. We can't, the COVID is such a bad, it's like, the thing about COVID now, it's going to be like a yearly thing. You know how the flu happens every year? Yeah. This shit's going to be worse, though. It's going to be worse. It's going to kill people every year until we get to the bottom of it and stop it. But I know, I'm sure that our world has the resources to stop the virus, but they're choosing not to, because they're using this as an opportunity to, put stuff in order. You know, like, it's like the potato was causing a chaos. So the government's like, okay, we're going to cause this. I believe in this shit. They're like, yo, we caused this shit to happen. We're going to make sure we're going to put everything in order so they listen to us. All right, guys, so we know what to do. The media is going to say something. We're going to tell them what the media is going to say. That's why, you know, when they show the death numbers on the news, those are fake numbers. Those are way, like, they'll be like, oh, only 100,000 people in the U.S. died from COVID. Nope. Way more people than that died. Absolutely. Because they know if they showed a bigger number, it's going to cause, it's going to cause a lot of chaos. They're going to be like, oh, shit. Fuck, everybody's just going to start, like, fucking rioting. Then that's gonna be one of the reasons why I don't have martial law. Like, martial law, that's a scary thing, too, because martial law could happen one day. One day, if, you know, if we had a civil war, martial law is going to be horrible. I've heard shit about what they do in martial law. They couldn't come into your house. Military would just come into your house and take all your shit. They don't care. Oh, you're drinking? Is that your PS5? They'll take everything. You can't do anything about it. It's the military. Because I think what they do is that they put the military in charge of the president, which is scary. It's like, fuck the military. That's why I think the way, because people, how people were still outside during the fucking restrictions, people were still people weren't wearing masks, people weren't 6 feet. Like, I go to this coffee place called PS Gourmet that's like near me, and it's like they weren't, nobody was 6 feet. People were still close to each other, you know. So yeah, no, that's all I have to say about COVID. That's just COVID's just a bad, you know, we just gotta work together as humans.
It was bad, and you know what, we were always able to stay social. Yep. While being socially distant.
There you go. I
gotta ask. Sorry, I dropped my phone again. Old Greg, how did COVID affect you?
COVID didn't have much of an effect on me. Say, other than I'd worked at a hospital which had a lot of COVID patients in it. And actually, a couple of times I had to go into rooms with COVID positive patients. I had a couple of co-workers test positive in December for it, but thankfully I was able to jump ahead to one of the first people to be vaccinated against COVID. And I took it more as I live with my parents, and since they're both elderly, I took it as if it can prevent me from getting it, I could prevent bringing it home to my parents. So I did it more for them. If I had just been me, I would have just taken my risks. But I did it for them. It's more of also if it can, we can get things back to normal. And if I die from this thing, whatever, I doubt that I will. I think a lot of the information about the vaccine is a lot of people just make up theories about it. Do I think everyone should get it? No, I don't want to force it on anyone. But I think if you're interested, whatever, if you want it, get it. If you don't want it, don't get it. Just do whatever you feel is the best for you. That's all I really have about COVID.
So true. Oh, great.
Yeah, you know.
We should definitely thank the places that have been open for us during the pandemic. The reason why, especially liquor stores, the reason why the liquor stores weren't closed, everybody has an addiction to liquor. They need, like, so this is the thing about, you know, when people say alcohol is bad. Yeah, so alcohol is bad, but the reason why the liquor stores are still open during the COVID pandemic is because people, if they're addicted to something, like drinking, they have to stay open. No matter what, like when my uncle passed away last year, he was an alcoholic. He had diabetes too. My mom actually tried to call her friend that was, he used to be an alcoholic, but he made himself better about it. He changed. He said that if you can't really stop somebody's addiction so easily, they have to stop it themselves. My uncle chose not to. And during the COVID pandemic, he didn't want to go to the hospital. He was so scared of COVID, which I don't blame him. I mean, Boston Medical and Tufts Medical had like a separate side for COVID patients and a separate side for patients that don't have COVID. He still didn't trust it though. Like I said, you two, old Reagan, big drink. I don't blame him. Hospitals are really, they're scary, you know? I hate the smell of hospitals. I hate the smell. Like, I go in there, I'm just like, there's something about the smell of it. It's just like, yo, I don't, like, I just smell like a lot of bad shit here, you know? It's like, fuck, all this surgery going on and shit. And you got COVID. Like I said, you know, God rest my uncle's soul, though, because, you know, but he, as long as he's not dealing with that shit, he doesn't have to deal with this pandemic, too. He probably would have been happy that the restrictions were being lifted, but he still would have been scared of COVID. But, you know, he would just, you know, just, you got to make sure you got to just keep your loved ones close to you and everything. Just make sure we all got to work together as humans through this whole COVID pandemic. We can't all be against each other. You know, that's all I have to say. That's all I have to say, big drink.
Yeah. Yeah, and then what I want to say, you know, briefly, I want to send a special shout out to the politicians, the healthcare workers, the essential workers for working their ass off. You know, I was an essential worker myself. When this pandemic hit, I was working security at the time. Until I messed my knee up and had to get surgery. But You know, like you guys are amazing. Healthcare workers, the scientists that discovered the vaccine. I wasn't really concerned about the pandemic because the medicine we have today is amazing versus what we had back in the day. You know,
we have the smartest minds working.
Have a lot of smart people. We have the best schools in the world. We have the best hospitals in the world that can take care of us. So if I was to catch it, yeah, I would be scared. Absolutely. I would definitely be scared if I was to go in for a COVID test and they would say, yeah, you know, big drink, you're positive. You know, of course, they wouldn't call me big drink. They'd call me by my government name. But, you know, you're positive for COVID, you know, for COVID-19. And like I said, at first, like, I called bullshit on this. Like, no, this is all BS. And then, you know, the governor and the mayor made their announcement, like, oh, we're shutting the state down, shutting the city down. And it's like, it was really scary for me. You know, everybody's in quarantine, even if they weren't even exposed. Like, it was just really scary. Like, I was wondering, like, who is it to blame for this?
They said it was that one person that went. UMass student.
You know, yeah, but the point I'm trying to make is you can't blame anybody.
You can't blame anybody.
Because shit happens.
You know how people are blaming fucking China?
A lot of people are blaming China. Our lovely former president decided to blame it on China and say, this is the Chinese virus. And I'm glad we no longer have that president anymore. But he screwed us over. I knew he was going to screw us over when he got elected. And you know what? If anyone's a Trump supporter that are listening, that's fine. I respect you. I don't care. I can't get mad at you if you support Trump. But don't say that he was our best president. He's not our best president.
I feel like so far had to have been Obama. I think, maybe. I mean,
I'm not going to go into that, but I'll say this. Like, you know, we talk a little bit about politics in this podcast, but I'm not going to say that Obama was our best president. I don't think we've ever had a best president. We've never had a really good president because, you know, people fuck up.
They do. They
you know,
mistakes.
People make mistakes. They own up to it. They're not perfect, but they own up to it.
Some of them own up to it.
The thing with Obama is, you know, he owned up to his mistakes. Trump, he didn't own up to his shit. And by the way, in case y'all don't know, you know, a little bit of breaking news, quote unquote, Trump is suspended from Facebook for 2 years.
Social media. Instagram fucking.
I'm sorry. I got to laugh at that because.
He was
tweeting and Facebooking like a 12-year-old girl.
Joe Biden beat me.
What the hell?
Because Joe Biden got so many votes, but there weren't that many people that voted for him.
He's mad because he lost.
Yeah, no. He's a big baby. He doesn't know how to accept the loss.
One of you know, our mutual friends, you know, who's in the army, and you know, I want to thank him for his service. He had to go to D.C. after that riot happened at the Capitol building. He had to go there to prevent another riot.
Is he okay?
He's good. Okay. You know, he's still here. But, you know, he's on vacation. He's out in, you know, he's out on vacation. But it is scary, though. It's scary being, you know, in the military and stuff. And, like, you know, like, I don't want to say that's why I don't want to be part of the military. But
no, I understand. It's just,
you know, I would love to be part of the military if I was qualified to. Unfortunately, I'm not qualified.
The military is like, you gotta, like, there's gonna be a lot of shit you gotta. I was gonna say,
thing about the military, guys, if you guys ever do plan on joining the military, you know, be careful. I mean, because it's like, when you go to. It's a lot of, you know, one of my great great grandfather, he was in the Vietnam War. My grandmother would tell me stories that, like, he was in Vietnam War, he got his leg blown off. You know, he passed away, like, I think like in the 90s, you know, he died. But he said the Vietnam War was probably the worst. I was like, people would have, I know people that have gone to war. My grandma was telling me, she said they would have flashbacks. All they would think about is like, they just get flashbacks. So like, you mentioned war, they're like, they get flashbacks. That's why I feel so bad for these people that are out in the military as of right now, like from our generation that are in the military now. You know, they're risking their lives. And while all this shit's going on right now, people are fighting with each other. You got race. You got this. I'm not going to go into racism. I'm saying you just got that shit going on. You know, the military was fighting for our freedom. And it didn't. You know, it turns out the military, they're probably thinking like, they probably don't know what's going on here. You know, they're at war. They don't know. If they knew what was going on here, they're like, then what are we fighting for? Are we fighting for freedom? Or are we fighting for people to fight against each other? You know, that's all I have to say, though, about the military. But like I said, the military is just, it's a wonderful, I won't say it's wonderful to join the military, but it means like you're willing to risk your life for us and you're helping us. That's all.
Yeah. Switching gears from politics, because, you know, politics does make me mad too, especially when I've been drinking. I don't want to hear about politics. But hey, cheers to you guys. Salud. Switch
it up to something like more.
Let's talk about
video games. No, not very good. Actually, no, I don't think people want to listen to that. Actually, let's talk about it. You said a few things you want to
talk. Let's about. Talk about relationships, you know.
Oh, there you go.
So I had mentioned in the first part of this episode that I'm currently engaged to a beautiful young woman that I known for years. Well, the three of us known for years. You know, is it too soon in my life to get engaged at 23 years old? Yes. But
is it too soon to get engaged after only being together for 6 months? Yes.
Yes, but I love her and I do not want to lose her.
Let me say one thing. This is serious though. I'm not gonna, no laughing. If you laugh, I'm gonna hit you. I'm just kidding.
I'm just kidding. My friend, Big Drink. No, but I do want to say one thing, Big Drink. You truly do love her, you said, right?
I do.
Let me just tell you this. You know, I'm glad that you and her do really love each other. You know, you and her, especially, like, she's a really nice person. You know, I've known her for a while, too. She's really nice. You're really nice, too. I think you two are meant for each other. But this, I feel like being engaged, I can't say anything. You know, I don't know how it is to be engaged to a girl, you know, so young. But I feel like being engaged at such a young age, it puts like so much pressure. That's what I feel like it does. I feel like it puts pressure because you're trying to be the best that you can be for her. Sometimes most girls don't want a guy to do so much, be like, I'm gonna buy you all this shit. I'm not saying like you do that, just in general, there's a lot of guys out there that buy a lot of girls shit and they're trying to get, they're doing that. It's like, think of it like a bribe. Like, see, Me and Big Drink and old Greg's friend Brianna, like who I talk to, our friend Brianna. So, you know, I've gotten her stuff. You know, I've gotten her coffee from PS and all that. I've gotten her stuff, and she thinks I just do it just to like get her to like me more. No, the difference between me and guys doing that shit, it's because I choose to do that. I'm not choosing to be like, I want you to like me. I'm forcing you to like me. Please, I'm not gonna keep buying you if you don't like me. I buy her shit because I choose to. And a lot of my other friends tell me that, you know, that's, I shouldn't be doing that. I choose to. It's, you know, it's my money. It's my choices. We all have choices. Agree, Big Drink and old Greg? We all have choices. Yeah. It's choices. I mean, you know, there's a reason why we have free will. We can do whatever. You can't get mad at people making these choices. Like, me and Stevie, we can't get mad at you for being engaged so young. But we can tell you that you're too young for it. But we're not going to tell you to just call it off. We're just letting you know that it is going to, I won't say it's going to backfire, but I feel like
it's a big step.
Yeah. Because, you know, yeah, that's all I have to say. But say your thing about
it. It is a big step. No, I totally agree with that. But, you know, like I said, you know, this is a girl that I didn't give her the time of day. You know, back when we were kids. Excuse me, I just burped. Excuse me, I just burped again. I didn't give it the time of day, and at the time, you know, I was going through my own shit. You know, I was dealing with my drug addiction, whatever. I know I had mentioned in the first episode that I'm, you know, having beers with the guys and whatever, but that's different. I'll explain that later. I love her, you know, and yeah, you know, right now she's not the same girl that I grew up with, because now she's a mother. You know, if she wasn't a mother, it would be different. It would be easier. Right now it's a little hard, or very hard, I should say, but I love her and I love her little boy. You know, I had said in the part one of this episode that he's my son. I only say that because I treat him as if he's my first. You know, I love that little boy. Every time he wakes up, he's always asking, where am I at? He's always asking for me. You know, he calls me by my name, and I'm not going to say my name. He calls me by my name. You know, he's looking for me. My fiance will FaceTime me and be like, hey, you know, your stepson's asking for you. And he'll be like, hey, you know, he'll say my name. You know, I love that little boy, you know, like. You've met him, Stormy. Like,
he's a sweet little
dude. Kid. It's so hard not to get attached to that kid. For me, it's hard not to get attached to that kid. But I got attached to him like that, you know, so easily. Cause like, you know, before he knew my name, he would be like, hey, where's Hey? You know, he would call me Hey. You know, I love that little boy, and I love her, you know what I mean? Yeah, you know, maybe getting engaged wasn't the best decision I've ever made, but I'm happy with the decision I made. I'm glad I made that decision, because
you did. No,
we're good, you know what I mean? No, I know you were. You guys have been very supportive, and I love and appreciate y'all for that. But I'll say this.
For you, she's a keeper.
Do you know, she's definitely a keeper. I was just going to say that. She's definitely a keeper. You know, everybody in our neighborhood loves seeing us together, you know, holding hands. We go on bike rides together. I love my fiance. And I'm glad I made that decision. Cuz you know, I've been in a lot of relationships that just didn't work out. I've been in a lot of relationships where I've been hurt or hurt other girls, and like.
But this one, this is something you gotta keep.
She's not going nowhere. You know.
You're not going.
No matter how many times we argue and fight, like, she's not going anywhere. Like, literally, like, we're able to talk things out. We're able to. Talk like, you know, if I was to argue with her tonight, we could talk about it the next morning.
I feel like
and just squash that.
Sometimes arguing is gonna happen. It's not gonna, you can't prevent that. It's gonna happen. It's a part of our human nature, you know. We gotta,
like, a few nights ago I got a little bit too drunk. I drank a little bit too much, and I argued with her in front of Stormy, and No, it was just you, Stormy.
Yeah.
And I, you know, got went overboard, and she still came back to me the next day. I'm grateful for that, because any other girl would be like, no, I'm not going back to you. You know? She got my attention the wrong way by stealing my bike, but you know, I'm just grateful for her, you know, and I'm grateful for that little boy that she has. Even though he's not mine, I still treat him as if he is.
That's why he likes you. That's why he's always with you.
I love him to bits and pieces. I love that little boy. He never wants to get away from me, you know, because I look at him and I see a little bit of me. Because, like, I was that kid that was always asking, you know, can I see daddy? When is daddy coming home? And all that. I was that kid. And it breaks my heart that he doesn't have his father around like that. It really does break my heart.
So I'm happy that you don't hurt. So I'm
there's been times where, like, you know, I would spend the day with him while my fiance would be sleeping, because she got out of she just got off work. She used to work overnights, over in Braintree. She doesn't work right now. Well, she does Uber with me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You guys get paid good?
Bro, I'm gonna be honest with you. We get paid good, but it's not great. You know what I mean? So what we get, we do Uber Eats. So, like, we deliver food. We get the delivery fee plus tips if the person's feeling generous to give us tips.
Oh, I see.
How you know what I mean? Like out here in Southie, I get tips out here.
I always see ads when they're like, apply for Uber. It's the best, the greatest. It's at, you know, I'd be like, is this? Because this time I'd be wanting to do that, but I don't drive Uber.
But, you know, like, I would spend the day with him. I would take him, put him in the stroller and just take him out. You know, he's 3 years old. You know, he shouldn't be in a stroller, but whatever. I would take him out. You know, he calls my mother grandma. He calls my brother's uncle. He calls, you know, my grandmother grandma. You know, he's so attached to me. Like, he always asks for me. And, it would break my heart if I was to leave that.
Like
it
a,
does.
It's like a piece of you that's like, you got another piece of you right there. You don't want to lose that piece.
There's been a couple times where he's called me dad, you know, and that melts my heart. You know, I love that little boy.
No, yeah, like I said, you're a good person.
You know, being a stepfather is not easy, but.
You know how long I've known you for? I already know you're a good person.
I know.
So it's like crazy. It's crazy how long I've known
So I've known Stormy and old Greg since I was a kid, and they're both older than me. They got like, yeah, they're both adults. They both got like 10 years on me. Some shit. But anyways, damn, I don't even know what else to talk about, man. Shit.
I feel like we talked about things that we usually
talk about a lot, you know?
No, I feel like we talk about things that we usually like talking about. That's the only thing. I don't think I can't think of anything else. That's because we talked about whatever we talk about what we talk about in front of each other whenever we're hanging out, like when we're in Whitey's.
Let's do this. Since I brought up relationships, the most awkward first date we've ever had.
Oh, okay.
You guys think about it, and I
have one though. I already have one.
You have one. You have one.
You remember Rachel Ouellette?
Of course I do. Why would you say that?
Oh.
It's all right. It's all right. They probably didn't.
No.
Don't
share that.
No. They didn't hear it anyway, because you're all the way over there.
No, but the other time, I said Brianna's name, too.
No. It's fine. Yeah. But it could be anybody. Anyway.
But that was my first date. My first date was
All right. So... my most awkward first date. Damn, I gotta think about this shit. So my first one of my first dates turned into actually a one night stand. So I was with a girl, you know, that my father had introduced me to, which is weird that my dad's hooking me up with another girl. Before I knew what, you know, transpired, you know, with her and my father. So she hits me up. She goes, hey, you know, I'm going to a concert. You want to come? I have an extra ticket. I go, yeah, I'll go. So I left, you know, after work, whatever. At the time, I was working at I was working retail in downtown. And you know, I go meet up with her at Park Street Station, and we just, you know, took the train over there to the venue. We were at the House of Blues. Shout out to the House of Blues. That's literally my most favorite venue, because, bro, that venue's amazing. We're at this concert. We're seeing this guy that I've never seen, like, I never heard of. You know, he's a local rapper out here in Boston. He's a Boston kid, you know. We're watching him, whatever, and, like, you know, this is what made her want to drop her panties for me. So, this guy is over here flirting with her, and I'm like, yo, back off, that's my girl, whatever. And he goes, oh, that's your girl? Yeah. I'm like, yeah, yeah. And he grabs me by my shirt, and I grab him by his shirt, and I'm about to punch him in his fucking face. And she goes, no, don't do it. Please don't hit him. Don't hit him. I'm like, what you mean, don't hit him? I don't want to get us kicked out. No. If I get kicked out, that's fine. You can stay here. But, like, I'm going to fuck this dude up. Bro, because, like, yo, and honestly, like, I don't like big crowds. I get very claustrophobic at a certain time. Like, I'm not a huge concert fan. I'm sorry. I'm not a huge concert fan, especially in a venue like House of Blues that doesn't have... that only has chairs in, like, their upper deck. Yeah, have you guys been in the House of Blues?
Yeah, just the bar side.
Right, okay. Yeah, right. The bar side is chill. But I'm there on the floor, on the bottom floor, and I'm just like, bro, this is ridiculous. There's people pushing into me, and I'm like, yo, get the fuck out of here, bro. Stop pushing me.
Sounds like those, we had a rock concert. Sounds like one of those fucking mosh pits.
Dude, that's literally what it literally felt like, a mosh pit.
I've seen mosh pits. I'm like, yo, how do people do that shit?
I wanted to kick this dude's ass. He was a photographer for the rapper. And I'm like, bro, get out of here before I knock you the fuck out. Because he was flirting with my girl, talk about he got a big penis and some more shit. I'm like, bro, get out of here.
Bro, I have a big one to you.
Dude, literally, when I went off like that, that made her so horny, we ended up at a fucking hotel the next day.
Was she white?
Yeah, white girl. Yeah.
You're in the white girls.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's like...
I'm not going to confirm or deny that. But yeah, you know, I like Latinas. But you know, shit.
Latinas are crazy.
I've only dated a Latina.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh shit, I didn't know that.
So I want to hear you guys' awkward first dates. Don't bring up no names. You want to go first, or?
Sure.
Here you go.
Can I use the bathroom?
Where should I pee?
You want to use the bathroom downstairs? Or do you want to just do it up here?
I gotta pee. I'll do it anywhere. I don't care.
Okay,
if I can do it up here, where can I go? Go ahead.
No. Alright, so my awkward birth date.
My mom, I've had people in the room. My mom got mad. People complain about it. I can bring it up if you don't mind.
Go ahead, bro.
Yeah, no, I'm just trying to remember everything. So, yeah, my awkward first date was one time where I met this girl online, and she looked up my email information and somehow thought that I was an older guy. She actually thought I was my father's age, and that I was some sort of a creep. So I eventually ended up having to send her some pictures. And I sent her the email apologizing profusely. About it. And we finally meet up. And so we hang out. And she started hanging out in a coffee shop. And then ended up taking the train. I met her in Dorchester. And then we went into downtown, went to the Occupy Boston, rally. So she wanted to see that. It was like walking around. It was just like one giant campsite. And it was a mess. But it was the awkwardness of having your first date be at an anti-capitalist rally. It was always, it's kind of funny. Unfortunately, her phone was shut off, so she could receive calls. She just couldn't make them. When I tried to schedule the second date, the unfortunate part was she wasn't returning my calls. That's about it for my awkward first date. I'm done.
How long have you kept my listeners waiting?
A while.
A while.
Yeah, a while.
All right, I'm back. Sorry about the delay. We had a little technical difficulties. Old Greg's voice pretty much was the technical difficulty. That's what you... oh boy, let me catch my breath. But yeah, you know, I told y'all about my first date. Stormy, let's hear about yours.
Mine?
Let's hear about your first date experience. Don't mention no name.
I won't. So, God, I'm lit right now a bit. Fuck. So my first awkward date was with this girl I think I knew when I was 16. I never knew how dates were for it. It was weird. It was like, see, how do I say it? It's so hard to explain. Like, it's, God, I'm trying to explain it. I'm trying to explain it, Big Drink and Old Greg. I'm trying to explain it.
Bro, you were cheap and brought her to Burger King. Be honest.
Bro, that's not even what happened. That's the funny thing. Guys, don't listen to that. See, I don't know how you would know. I didn't even know him during the time. That's the funny part. So you shut up and sit in the back. You already said your shit.
Oh, shit.
So it was this, it was a Latina girl. Yeah. So it was this Latina girl that I met in middle school in the Gavin. Oh, shit. Oh, guys, the Latinas. This it was only for one date though, but I didn't fuck her though. But I mean, like it wasn't like I can't say it was awkward, but it was awkward because like if people were in middle school and they see me giving the girl a hug, it was like, you know, I'm like the kind of guy that's like, oh shit, this girl's hot. This dude's like mediocre. How the hell did he do it? You know, that's why everybody would always look at me, but then everybody would always hype me up in some of my classes. They'd be like, oh shit, Billy got a hot ass girl. I was like, it was just awkward. I was like, oh, so I was like, cause I never knew how dates were. I was like, oh shit, we all had our first dates. We're like, how the fuck do dates go? What do we buy them stuff first? Or like, you know, you watch movies and you're like, oh, so he buys them first. Okay. See, I didn't do that because it's a movie. I'm like, I'm not going to do that. No girls would be like, oh, I'm going to buy you this phone. You want to go out with me? Oh yeah, sure. Like, I wouldn't do that. She was just like, this girl, she was really nice. I mean, me and her, like, we would just go into the cabin. We'd see each other. Middle school, she gave me, like, a kiss on the cheek. I gave her a kiss on the cheek back. You know, it was like, but it was, we only had one date, but it was just, we just didn't think it was, we didn't want to keep going after. We were just like, it was just one date. You know, it was really awkward. I was like, oh, shit, well. I think I asked her if she wanted to keep it going, and then she's like, no, I just, see, you know, I just don't take dates seriously. You know, I don't think dates are, like, part of a relationship. I'm like, oh, okay, so, shit. So, fuck. I mean, so I was like, are we just done then? She's like, yeah, but I can still see you in middle school, you know? So I was like, and if we just give, she kept giving me a kiss on the cheek every time she see me. So, there we go. I won't say it was that awkward, but it was awkward enough to that I told her if she wanted to keep it going. I mean, she was hotter than me. Well, she was, me, I was ugly. I'm ugly, guys. I'm ugly. I don't know what girls see in me. Melvin, tell, let them know. What the fuck do girls see in me?
By the way, he is not ugly. He's actually a handsome motherfucker. No homo. oh boy, I'm probably gonna get sued for that. It's all good. But you know, like I said, if you're just tuning in, this is Big Drink. I'm here with old Greg and Stormy. We're all just talking about anything. If you want us to bring up a topic, let me know in the comments.
I was just gonna say, let me know in the comment section below.
If there is a comment section below, I don't even know.
Buy my merchandise.
This is my first time using this app. I don't have no merchandise for you to buy, but I'll probably work on that.
I'll show you my body.
Damn, I want to leave it. I want to, like, shut it down with this, man, honestly.
I feel like playing pool.
But no, I want to say something else. Like,
no, but you know, I feel like playing pool. I don't know why.
Dude, I feel like playing pool too, man, for real. So, who is you guys' pick for the NBA Final Championship?
I already said mine.
All right, guys. Don't laugh. Nobody laugh. But my final pick for the whole thing, not just the finals, I'm gonna say the Mavericks. Yep, I said it. Yeah, you can laugh. I said you can laugh. I don't mind. It's true though. If it actually happens, I know where you live. Just find this. Just remember, Mel. Just remember, Big Drink. I know where the fuck you live. So if they win, I get to koofy you. The fucking smack you. But that's my final pick, guys. For the whole thing, not just for the NBA final, like the winning the whole thing. I'm not talking about, oh, what two teams you think is going to make it to the finals. No, the Mavericks are taking the whole thing. This is my pick.
Stevie?
That's the old Greg.
What's your final pick for the whole thing?
My final pick for the whole thing, the Utah Jazz.
That's funny.
Why?
No, you're...
Wait a minute. Why? No. Hold on. You got to explain that. Why the Jazz?
I'm going with the Jazz because they have the best record in the league. And after Mitchell itched about how small markets never get anything good, it's off. But since they've been snake bitten since they've been the New Orleans Jazz.
That's so true. Yo, he's
every
right.
Dog has their day, and I think that Utah's day is coming soon.
Okay.
I fucking love that.
I respect that. I respect that. My pick, I'm sorry, but I'm gonna have to go with the Brooklyn Nets. I'm gonna have to go with Brooklyn. They got a big team. They got a squad. You know, like they've been the hottest team in the East.
Can you explain
all
not,
season?
Can you explain, but not including the three human chicos they have that can score 30 plus points?
All right, I'll explain, not including the three chicos they got in their line. I'll say this: Brooklyn's got a good team, yes, but I think this is their year. You know, you got Kevin Durant, you got Kyrie Irving,
yep.
You got
James Harden.
Thank you. Someone else I'm missing.
It's crazy because he got injured and they still won. Oh,
you know.
Oh my god, they're so
dude. Like, if you put those three in the starting five, you're set. You're set. I'm sorry.
They score 30 plus points every fucking game, too. It's so
sick. You know, like, they're scoring, you know, Steph Curry points. You know what I mean? And, like, you got KD, you know, two-time NBA MVP. Two-time finals MVP, sorry. You know, an NBA MVP as well. What, how many rings did he win with the Warriors? Two? He won two rings with the Warriors, right? Two-time NBA champ.
The dagger on LeBron.
You know, under Steph Curry's watch. But no, I think Brooklyn's taking it this year. I'm sorry to say, if anybody disagrees with me, comment below, talk all your shit, whatever.
Guys, please disagree with him. There's
Stormy's over here begging y'all to disagree with me, but I think Brooklyn's taking it.
The Bucks are gonna make it tough for them because the Celtics we're not compare. If you compare our team to the Nets, we suck. Jason Tatum scored 50 plus points. That's the only reason why we won one game because he scored.
Jason Tatum is a younger version of Steph Curry. Really?
Do you see what he's doing to KD?
He's my age, making millions. He's my age, making millions of dollars
right now.
Did you
see what he's doing to Kevin Durant?
But,
come up, dude. I know Jason Tatum wants to stay with the Celtics, but get him off that team, too.
We need Tatum. All right, so I was just going to end the episode, but now, you know, Stormy wants to talk shit. So, listen.
I'm listening.
Don't take Jason Tatum or
Jaylen Brown
off the Celtics.
Take Kemba Walker off.
Don't take Kemba either.
CBD. Oh, I mean, oh, Greg, do you agree that they should take Kemba off? I mean, he wasn't fucking doing anything.
Bro.
They're not going to get
Kemba. Kemba's been hurt. Okay, Kemba has some injuries, whatever. But don't take him off because he's good when he's healthy.
Problem is, it's that they tried keeping him healthy this year, and he was still injured.
he gets injured as often as Victor Oladipo does. You see how often he gets injured?
See, now these guys are talking. You know, I agree with old Greg over here. Okay, fine. Fine. Get rid of Kemba and get. But who would be a good replacement for Kemba?
Victor Oladipo.
Peyton Pritchard. I think he's someone that. For the things we've seen, he's younger. He may not quite have swords of things, but he looks like he's really got the potential. I say the only other ways to learn is to just throw him in the is baptism by fire. Sometimes you can't just sit around and wait and say, "Oh man, I think you just gotta let the kid run loose and
hallelujah, dude."
Go from there because they're not going anywhere anytime soon. You might as well.
Hey, next number.
Let's just take it one step at a time with the Celtics. How about we get a better head coach? Jason Kidd, Kevin Garnett, Paul Pierce. Who's the other guy I mentioned earlier?
Oh,
Rajon Rondo. Actually, no. Rondo. No. My bad. Ray Allen. Ray Allen.
Jason Kidd, Kevin Garnett. You said somebody else. You said there was five. There was one more person.
I did say five. I know.
Oh, yeah, you did say, right, Ray Allen. Paul Pierce, Jason Kidd, Kevin Garnett, Rondo, Ray Allen. You
those are your top five.
So I said Paul Pierce, Kevin Garnett, Jason Kidd, Ray Allen. That's four.
Rondo. You said Rondo.
Yeah, but well, Rondo's still playing because he still wants another ring. So then no, I'm taking Rondo off that list. If I said Rondo earlier, I do apologize. Please don't try to, you know, protest to get me off the...
Rivers got a good contract
with Philly.
They're going to lose against the Hawks.
Well, Philly's out. I don't know. But
Trae Young is just fucking crazy. Bro. Dude.
Like, I watched Trae Young's shot last night, like, from way downtown. He just said... And he was staring at the ball going in the net.
They show the face, Doc Rivers' face. He was like... Yo... Like, they're like, I'm like, yo, the Hawks are dangerous. Right?
Like, Doc Rivers was like, really? I took this contract.
Remember the Clippers?
Dude, oh my God.
They got fucked over last year.
And he was on the Clippers, and his son was playing in the Clippers.
How do you lose a 3-0
comeback
against the Nuggets?
The Nuggets. They were 3-0 against the Nuggets, and they fucking lost, man.
Bubble fraud. Cause remember the Miami Heat? People thought Tyler Herro and fucking the other dude, Duncan Robinson, was gonna be the greatest. No, that was the bubble. I'm sorry. People really think the Heat were like the Heat should not. Let's talk about we're going off into the past year, guys. I'm sorry, but
that's fine.
The bubble was such a fraud that yeah. I get so mad when people say, "Oh no, but yeah, but the Miami Heat beat the Bucks. They should have won this year, bro. They should not have beaten the Bucks." That something about the bubble. Just made it was so weird. The Nuggets winning, the Heat were going against the Lakers. They beat the Lakers once too. I was like, they should not have been 3-1, dude. They should have just been 4-1. They should have gotten swept. Like, do you guys believe in that bubble? That bubble just made everything seem like it was like they were all soft. Like the Bucks.
No, I mean.
No, Tyler Herro. Okay, what do you think about Tyler Herro?
Who was he again?
The new players they got with him and Duncan Robinson, the young kid
in Miami.
Yeah, Tyler
Herro. Oh, the white kid.
Yeah, what do you think about him?
Dude, he was nasty. In the bubble. Like, in the bubble, yeah, he was nasty.
Do you think he was nasty out of the bubble like this year?
Is no, absolutely not.
Thank you.
Absolutely not.
I rest my case about the bubble.
It's like, bro, because like. And I wish I bet money on the Lakers last year because, bro, I already knew the Lakers were gonna win, but I wish I bet money on them because, yo, Miami wasn't doing shit.
Bro, they beat the Bucks.
Dude.
Wait, they didn't sweep the Bucks. They beat them like 4-1.
Yeah.
Like six games, I think.
They beat them 4-2.
Yeah, and then the Celtics won in 7 against Toronto.
Oh yeah, we lost. We lose.
And then the Celtics got fucked by Miami.
Of course, because Brad just didn't
have
it.
The crutch.
This is why Brad Stevens needs to go.
Brad Stevens sucks at 4 quarters.
Brad Stevens sucks in every quarter.
No, it would be they basically would be up, but they're up by 14 and 17 games 1 and 2 at halftime, and then by the start of the third quarter. They all just stood around and watched Miami just take over.
Shut the fuck up.
Yo, do you remember when we were going against the Cavs and we just sucked going away. We sucked going to Cleveland. We should have beaten Cleveland at home. How did we lose at home that one time?
Dude.
When Jason Tatum dunked on LeBron and he gave it a look, LeBron said, I'm going all out.
Remember that? I was there for that game. I was at that game.
But that was just
Yep.
We had them on the ropes for most of the game, and then it was basically that cancer thing. LeBron just went off.
Shit.
On LeBron, celebrating like we won something.
Bressy was acting like he wasn't the problem too that we lost. That's the
but
thing.
He
acts like he's not the problem too. Mm-hmm. That I'm like, bro, go coach college or something.
I just hope. Well, first off, Brad Stevens needs to go back to coaching college teams.
Yo, Stevie hates him a lot.
Yeah, wait a minute. By the way, do y'all know who won March Madness this year?
It was...
Wait, you see...
No, it was the GOAT.
I forget who won. I wasn't watching.
Gonzaga.
Yeah. Gonzaga.
I don't know how the fuck they won, dude. I'm sorry.
Kelly Olynyk's old team.
I don't think they should win. Gonzaga should not have won, dude. I'm sorry. If you're going to get mad at me, a lot of people will be like, oh, Gonzaga's really good.
All right. So Stormy said Gonzaga should not have won March Madness this season.
It feels like they were getting coached by Brad Stevens.
He just said it feels like they've been coached by Brad Stevens. I don't know. But folks, leave comments below if you disagree with him as well. Leave comments below of every other thing I said. Leave comments below about if y'all want me to talk about anything else. Let me know in the comments. I will definitely shout you out. I will not give out your real name. I'll just put your initials there. Just let me know what do you think we should talk about? Because, you know, we're sitting here not talking about much. We're just talking sports and relationships.
We're
and
talking about the best coaches of
we
the year.
Briefly talked about politics, you know.
Brad Stevens got coach of the year.
But I'll leave you all with this. Stay social while being socially distant.
And cheer for the Celtics.
And let's go Bruins.
Let's not go Bruins.
The Bruins are going to take it. The Bruins are going to... Bruins have a good year. Bruins have been having a good year. And the Bruins are going to beat New York in six games.
Johnny was jinxing. Yeah, so he kept saying they're going to win. I'm like, oh, he jinxed.
Johnny's the reason why we lost. But I'll leave y'all with that. Thank you very much for joining this podcast. I'm your host, Big Drink. I'm over here with old Greg and Stormy. Thank y'all, and have a good night. Have a blessed night. Stay social while being socially distant. Peace.
I actually like that podcast. That's my first time, and that was pretty fun, actually. I didn't mind it.